Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week, Harmonia welcomes Michael McCraw, a highly influential performer and teacher of historical bassoons, whose career began in New York during the 1970s. Michael talks about some of his experiences, including his many recordings on the modern bassoon, recorder, dulcian, and, of course, the Baroque bassoon. We'll also feature a new release by the Hilliard Ensemble. We heard the motet In Iuniae et Fletu by Thomas Tallis. It was performed by the Hilliard Ensemble as part of their latest release on the ECM label. Along with Tallis, the recording features the music of two other 16th century English composers, Christopher Tye and John Shepherd. The ensemble's members include countertenor David James, tenors Rogers Coveycrump and Stephen Harold, and baritone Gordon Jones. Michael McCraw is recognized today as one of the great proponents of period instrument performance. Having spent the better part of three decades as a historical bassoonist, Michael has nurtured succeeding generations of musicians as a performer and teacher, most recently in his capacity as director of the Early Music Institute of the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Yet his early career, which began in New York during the early 70s, was devoted primarily to the modern bassoon. Michael was in our studios recently to chat about a variety of things, including his early career.
After my undergraduate studies at North Carolina School of the Arts, I had applied to several graduate schools, but my teacher in North Carolina, Mark Popkin, really very strongly insisted that I go to New York City and study with his favorite colleague and bassoonist in New York, Lauren Glickman. And Mr. Glickman did not teach in any music school at that point, so I studied privately with him. At the same time, I received a wonderful graduate assistantship at City College of New York in the City University, and so I enrolled in graduate school there. My teacher was a contractor for several orchestras, and although he told me right from the start that he generally could not hire his students because he had several people who depended upon him to feed their families and had depended upon him for a good while, he was nice enough to introduce me to lots of people. So most of my work as a freelancer, I didn't learn so much standard repertoire in New York. I learned lots of Stravinsky, subbing in the different dance companies. I played six seasons for Martha Graham in her New York season, and that was a fantastic experience. Wonderful music. Everything composed for her was because of the size of the pit in the theater where she always did her New York season was for strings, piano, and single winds. And it was quite challenging and wonderful music, so I enjoyed that very much. I did very soon meet several people that I was interested in doing chamber music with, and two of the groups actually got good managers and did a lot of work. One of them was a trio with clarinet, bassoon, and piano. We called ourselves the New American Trio. And we did lots of college and university dates, sometimes teaching master classes as well. And we got to make one recording together. That was the first professional recording of my life. And then I was in a woodwind quintet with two of my North Carolina undergrad buddies, Ransom Wilson, flutist, and Esther Lamnick, clarinet. And Esther was also the clarinetist in the trio. And our quintet was under Columbia Artist Management. And in one season, we played 66 concerts. Quite a feat, actually. And we made a recording together as well.
We'll hear the New American Trio perform excerpts from Michael Glinka's Trio Pathétique in D minor. Thank you. We heard the New American Trio perform an excerpt from Michael Glinka's Trio Pathétique in D minor. The ensemble is made up of clarinetist Esther Lamnick, pianist Thomas Rinkeith, and our guest this week on Harmonia, bassoonist Michael McCraw. Welcome back to Harmonia. Noted historical bassoonist Michael McCraw is in our studios this week, where he chats about his career and recordings. As mentioned previously, Michael's early career was as a modern bassoonist, yet the recorder also played a part in his early professional experiences, some of them more memorable than others. Michael remembered one recording session when he was brought in as a substitute recorder soloist at the last minute.
During, I think, my second last year of living in New York City, but I was already beginning to work a good bit in Germany, I had had the good luck, by providence, of meeting a German conductor, Helmut Müller-Brühl, who conducted both the Cologne Chamber Orchestra with modern instruments and a period instrument group called Capella Clementina, and he heard me play a recorder and modern bassoon recital in New York. And he said he wanted to invite me to Germany to, first of all, be recorder soloist on a tour with his Cologne Chamber Orchestra, which was wonderful fun for me, all over Great Britain and Germany and Austria. It was quite a long tour. In any case, later on, as I said, I believe my second last year in New York City, I had been in Cologne doing a good bit of recording with him playing Baroque bassoon. We finished the recording project and, well, had a big celebration that night. And the next morning, my phone rang at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it was, in fact, the conductor, Helmut, and he said, "Do you have a recorder with you in Germany?" And I said, "Well, yes, but Helmut, I haven't touched a recorder for several weeks now." And he said, "Oh, I need you this morning at 10 o'clock. It's a very easy piece. It's in C major. Don't worry about it." So I got there for a 10 o'clock recording session, and of course, there were no rehearsals. Well, the rehearsals had happened beforehand with the recorder player who should have been playing on that day, but he was ill, and as the piece involved an extra violinist, because the man who would have normally been the concertmaster was playing the solo part, they had engaged an extra violinist for that morning's recording session, so it had to take place that day. There was no recorder part. I played from a score and had a page turner. I remember very clearly the church was freezing cold. The harpsichord was a little on the sharp side, which makes it, in such a cold temperature, makes it a little difficult to get the recorder up to pitch. But my goodness, it was fun, and everybody was very encouraging, and it went well. And I have to say, I'm so pleased when occasionally somebody who is really, or shall I say, primarily a recorder player makes me a compliment on this recording.
we heard Michael McCraw as recorder soloist, featuring the music of Jean-Baptiste Luyer and Johann Gottlieb Graun. First, he performed with Trio Primavera and then with Capella Clementina, directed by Helmut Müller-Brühl. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week, Harmonia welcomes Michael McCraw, who chats about his career and recordings. After New York City, Michael moved to Cologne, Germany, where he quickly became the Baroque bassoonist of choice, playing with many of Europe's top ensembles that included Musica Antiqua Cologne, among many others. Michael spoke about his experiences in Germany.
I showed up at just the right time, in the right place, with the right instrument in my hands, because there was lots of Baroque music with period instruments going on, and there was literally no one in Germany who seriously played the Baroque bassoon. So things were wide open for me, and I suppose when I think about it, some of the most important people that I met, you know, when I was guesting there from New York, well, of course, Helmut Müller-Brühl, the conductor I mentioned before, but I also met Reinhard Goebel, Musica Antiqua Cologne, who said, oh, you've got to come. I'm going to start an orchestra. I want you to be the bassoonist. And I met Michael Schneider, recorder player and now conductor of a group in Frankfurt called La Stagione, and Hans-Peter Westermann, oboist that I worked with for many years, Harald Hörn, harpsichordist, Reinhard Zipperling, cellist and viol player. And they said, if you'll come to Germany, we'll start a little group together, which we did. We founded in 1979 Camerata Köln, a group which is still, once again, alive and very well.
Thank you.
music of Antonio Bertali and Giovanni Battista Buonamente. Musica Fiata performed under the direction of Roland Wilson. Michael McCraw, Harmonia's guest this week, was part of Musica Fiata's performance playing the Dulcian, an early bassoon. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the recordings of the inimitable Michael McCraw, a noted performer and teacher of historical bassoons. One of Michael's most prominent positions was as principal bassoonist of the Canadian Baroque Orchestra Tafelmusik. He spent many years there following his time in Germany. Michael came back to the United States with his appointment at Indiana University as director of the Early Music Institute and professor of historical bassoons. Apart from his duties at IU, Michael continues to perform in North America and Europe. When asked about his perspective on the American early music scene, he was both positive and optimistic.
I feel rather optimistic at this point about the future of early music in the United States. Not only do we have better education, we have more and more early music groups. My goodness, when you think of already, it's not only just the large cities. It's not just New York and San Francisco and Boston, although, of course, there's a lot happening in all three of those cities. But already, how long has Portland Baroque been in existence? A fantastic orchestra. We have quite a good Baroque orchestra in Seattle, and a plug for a local group, the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra, which is doing very well and now has Bart Kuyken as their chief conductor. More and more groups are beginning. I think we have a Baroque orchestra in Louisville, Kentucky now even, a quite new group. Lots and lots of new chamber music groups everywhere. It seems that there is real interest. On the downside of things, recording on one hand, well, I don't know, I'm an old-fashioned guy. I still like to go to stores and flip through bins of CDs, and that's, of course, not, I think, the wave of the future. People are self-producing and marketing online. I guess I have to get with it, too. It seems to me that the recording industry is less helpful to the early music scene these days than in the good old days, shall we say.
Thank you.
We heard two movements from Telemann's Concerto in F Major for recorder, bassoon, strings, and continuo. Musica Alta Ripa performed with recorder player Danya Segal and Baroque bassoonist Michael McCraw. Our new release of the week features the English vocal group the Hilliard Ensemble. Their latest ECM label offering focuses on the sacred music of 16th century England. We'll hear John Shepherd's Laudate Pueri Dominum.
Thank you.
Music of John Shepherd, his Laudate Pueri Dominum, was performed by the Hilliard Ensemble in a new release on the ECM label. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.